Hey, Luigi, your resentment toward me is the latent result of your inner child reacting to a feeling of neglect you felt as an infant from the most prominent male figures in your life. You don't hate me, Luigi. You hate yourself for believing you never lived up to Pa's, Uncle Joey's, and Uncle Joey's expectations.
There. Now, doesn't that feel better? To express your feelings honestly and without need of rage?
I don't know, Doc. I think I'd rather just call him a motherfucker.
You like that word, don't you?
I really do.
And that's your problem, isn't it? You use that word so much because you loved your mother so much as a kid, you, Super Mafio, you wanted to fuck your mother. Isn't that right?
What? Oh, you mother! Provider and friend. Look, Doc, it's hard enough for a wise guy like me to come see a shrink like you. If the fellas knew I was here, I swear I'd never live it down. And if HBO considered this piece of shit radio show any threat to them at all, I'd probably get sued over here. My point is, I don't want to talk about my mother. I just want to discuss all the stress I've been feeling lately.
Describe it for me.
I don't know how to put it, Doc. I just feel like, I don't know, my whole life is like some sort of game made for someone else's enjoyment. You know, like someone else is controlling all my actions. You ever feel like that?
Sure, I think everybody at some point in their life feels like they've lost control. Take, for example, Lance Armstrong. Now, here's a guy who...
No, f*** that guy. I'm not talking about almost dying and winning a few f***ing bike races over here. I mean, I think someone is actually controlling my f***ing actions all the time. Like, for example, sometimes I feel like once I've gone a certain distance in life, I can't go back.
Well, trying to relive a past experience is a natural...
No, bitch, you're not listening. I mean, I can't go f***ing back. I'm walking, you see, but it's like I can't turn around and walk back the other way. Like the world puts up a wall over here. So let's say I forgot to run an errand for Luigi. Or, who knows, forgot to pick up a mushroom. Or maybe even an invincible star. Well, it's like the world is saying, tough Mafio, keep walking, you forgetful f***ing wop. Oh, and let's say there's like a pipe over here. I don't want to go on the f***ing pipe. I hate f***ing pipes. But the next thing you know, sure as s***, I'm sliding down the f***ing pipe to God knows where. That ever happened to you, Doc?
I'm sorry, did you say an invincible star?
Yeah, and you ain't heard the half of it. Everything cool in my life seems to happen from left to right. I can't go anywhere without running into a turtle. You like to watch the news, right? Is turtle growth on the rise or something? I mean, they're everywhere. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, check this out. Sometimes I jump for no reason. Yeah, I just jump right there in broad daylight like some retard chasing invisible butterflies. I swear, Doc, most of the time I feel like a puppet over here.
I think I'm gonna prescribe for you some medication.
Medication? You think medic... Wait, what kind?
Whoopsie. Well, looks like our time is up, Mr. Mafio, for today. I hope the payment procedures were explained to you before our session.
Oh, don't worry about that, Doc. I'll pay. Hell, money I got. Here, take all you want. Stuff's practically falling out of the sky for me these days.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. But how's about next time you give me some good f***ing advice, huh?
Well, if you'd open up about your mother...
Okay, that's it. Now, finally, I feel like I'm back in control. Hey, wait, what's happening? Where am I going now? Of course, because... If I was controlling my actions, I clearly would have jumped off a man-made cliff to straddle a flagpole over here. F***ing shrinks.